welcome to our Tuned In program today. And today we are going to be talking about the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. We're joined by Dave Richardson. Good to have you here, Dave. Can you hear it okay?
You betcha.
Okay. Steve O'Brien also here. And we're going to talk a little bit about Central Iowa Jazz Combo. And we got a free concert coming up. It's going to be Wednesday the 19th.
Yes, indeed. We're very much looking forward to it.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about it. First of all, how did we get started as a Central Iowa Jazz Combo? You guys, well, actually, Dave, you've been playing in different jazz groups and stuff for several years.
Yes, although Steve's been playing a lot longer than I have. I didn't do that much playing when I was teaching, but I played on and off. And Dave Swenson really is the one that got all of this going.
Okay.
Dave, of course, is the retired orchestra director at Boone High School. And he contacted me a few years ago, and I started playing with him. And Steve hadn't been playing for a few years, and he contacted Steve and got things going. And one thing led to another, and Paul Navarra has joined us now. And we're now this jazz quintet. It just kind of evolved.
Just kept going from there. Steve, again, you've been playing in the jazz circles, or music, actually, for many, many years.
Well, many years. I have a teaching degree in music, believe it or not, just like Dave does, both Daves. And when I got out of school, I immediately started playing in the professional music arena in Central Iowa. And knowing that musicians don't make a lot of money, I had a real job along with my musical career, but was a member of the Des Moines Big Band for 28 years, did the Des Moines Civic Center for 35 years, but I lost my hearing in my left ear, and so I wasn't playing at all, solo the horns, and I hear about the two Daves playing on the porch during COVID and people enjoying their music. And eventually I figured out a way around my disability and started playing again. And so one day I said something to Dave Swenson. I was, I think I can do this again. Well, let's plug you in. And so we never really got an opportunity to perform together in the 40 plus years that I've known Swenson. I've known Dave Richardson since I was in college, and it all started to click. So I'm just part, it's the two Daves plus Steve O'Brien, so
okay.
And that's okay. I'm perfectly happy with it.
And you did actually do a little bit during the Municipal Band Festival, did some of the small group stuff.
I got to play on the food court there for, I think, four of the sessions.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was two Daves and a Steve.
That's correct.
And did that. The combo itself, actually the concert itself, you've got a few friends that are going to be joining you.
We do. In fact, it's been a real blessing to me. The bass player who's playing in this group, he and I played for 30 years together in another group over in Ames, Iowa State, the ISU Jazz Quintet. They plugged me into that group when another one of the students graduated and left. And all these guys were on the 8-year plan for their undergrads, their degree. And so I started playing with them. It was the most amazing group I had ever played with in terms of a small jazz group. So we were together. So the bassist is F. Michael Miller. He's coming to be with this, it's going to be a sextet, isn't it?
Okay.
And then the vibraphonist that we have coming was also from that group. He's been in Western Iowa since he graduated from college, and now we're going to put them all back together and make them work together.
So do you guys, like, get together and rehearse, or is this just it comes together? How does it work?
Well, we rehearse very rarely. We have had a few rehearsals. We've never rehearsed with a vibraphonist. That's the nice thing about jazz, is it's
you work around it.
A spontaneous thing, and so we are so excited. We're so excited to have Pat Oregon back with us, the vibist. He's just a marvelous musician. And you know, Jim, I should say, for me, I'm kind of a generation ahead of the rest of these guys. And I'm just thrilled to death to be able to play with these guys, Swens and Steve and all the others that are such good musicians. And we just have so much fun on the rare occasions that we get together to play as a whole group.
So you were already teaching and doing as they were coming out of college or getting into the educational or participating in music.
Yes.
So Mr. Swenson did send a selection or two that we could play and let listeners hear a little bit of what you do. I think one's called St. James Infirmary. A little bit about that.
Well, this is a New Orleans tune. It's based on the New Orleans funerals mm-hmm. that start out with a slow procession. And then after the graveside service, then the bands play an up-tempo yeah. thing. And this arrangement, and Dave Swenson, by the way, does our arrangements. And this is an arrangement that he did of St. James Infirmary.
All right. We'll listen to a little bit of that. Down and let it go. That's just one of the selections that he made available to us. Again, repertoire, just a lot of different things like that that you guys have available.
We do. We have a lot of Take the A Train, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, a lot of the old standard tunes, but then a lot of newer things too. And Steve can tell you more about. I'm playing a lot of tunes that I'm not familiar with.
I'm playing a lot of tunes that I never played in the professional world because of the type of things I was doing in the straight ahead jazz world.
Sure.
I never got to do a lot of the popular tunes from the times that I was growing up. So our group does Toto, Steely Dan, Beatles, you name it. There's just all sorts of stuff in there, all the popular singers that we're representing. Tina Turner just passed away recently, and Dave Swenson immediately comes up with an arrangement that we can play to honor her the next day. He cranks this stuff out of his house all the time. So it's been awesome to play all these tunes. I never had the opportunity to play, but there were always these amazing jazz players that were involved in the original recordings of those tunes back in the day when they came out.
So we have this free concert coming up. It's going to be on Wednesday the 19th, Herman Park Pavilion, because you guys love the acoustics there, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
7:30 in the evening, and public, come on out.
Absolutely.
Bring your lawn chairs and just get ready to have a really enjoyable time.
We'll have a popcorn machine there, and there'll be soft drinks to go along with it to keep them entertained. So
the Humane Society is going to be a part of that.
Yes. And our concert is sponsored by Fairway Stores and Moffitt Ford.
Yes.
And so we appreciate their sponsorship of this, because we have to rent the pavilion and have had posters made and so forth. And so the musicians play as we normally do, as we frequently do. We play free gratis, but just because of the love of music.
I know, yeah, you guys love going to do this. Now, getting F. Michael Miller when you told them a little bit about this, or did you have to work very hard to entice them?
I don't think we had to
show
them.
Paul, I know, he just shows up to play.
He does.
Yeah, Paul Navarro, of course, was the elementary band director here for many years, and wonderful, wonderful drummer. And we're so fortunate to have him. But no, all of us, when we have the chance to play, we jump at the chance.
Now, so folks do know, you do perform elsewhere, go down the metro, different. You have different settings where you get hired to perform.
We've been very lucky. There's been some people. There's a gentleman, John Krantz, who is involved with hiring live music for numerous restaurants in Des Moines. And through a series of events, we were the only group, I think, that was available on a particular Sunday, because there was a CJC Jazz, they were inducting some people into that.
Sure.
And so all of the people that normally played at the restaurant were at this event. Well, he contacted Dave Swenson and said, we need something for this restaurant. And it was Louis Wine Dive down in Des Moines. And so we hopped on, took in it. Now he keeps hiring us all the time to do that. So we do play in numerous places.
And we'll be playing at the Latin King in the restaurant in Des Moines, too. So we play a number of games. Usually that's Steve and Swenson and I, as a trio.
Mm-hmm. A smaller group and stuff like this. Yes. This is one of the times where you get the whole combo part together again, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and I know Dave Swenson he records a lot of it. He gets a lot of it, and I know that's one of the other things out there. Does he put it up anywhere? I forgot to ask him that. Do you have it on any website or anything available for people to listen to?
Well, it's on Dave's.
He has a Facebook.
He's got a Facebook account.
Yeah. So he does some things like that.
I want to mention Dave, because he's the mastermind of this. It's just amazing. He does all of our arrangements, and we must have close to 200 tunes in the book now. The Swenson, like Steve said, he just keeps cranking them out. I'll come home and there'll be two or three new tunes stuck in the door.
In the back door.
In my house. And
so, learn these.
So we're always doing new material, and that's challenging for us and exciting for us. Dave does a lot of singing with us as well. And
as they heard a little bit there on St. James Infirmary.
Right.
Yeah. And plays guitar.
Yep.
And so we're very fortunate that Dave has the talents that he has.
And is willing to share them with everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, all of you. I mean, pretty much all of you have spent a lot of time playing a lot of music, a lot of different venues and stuff like that. Is it fun just to get together and just for fun go out there and do things like this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it's just as fun when we get together in Swenson's basement for a rehearsal.
Sure.
And things just click. And we have such a great time. But get to do it for a live audience, that's very special.
That's always.
I think the thing that when we first started playing together as a trio, we have been playing for numerous, there's retirement homes. And nursing homes and things where normally you think, are we really going to have an audience that appreciates what you do? But the joy that we get to see coming back, that makes it all worth it. It doesn't make any difference about money or anything like that. And when you have people come up to you and say a specific, oh, I loved when you play this tune or that tune, they're paying attention. One day we'll be in those chairs looking back at some other group.
Speak playing. For yourself.
Well, so I said someday.
Too busy to keep going out playing music. Keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I was going to say, because, you know, and I remember back to when Bill Martin passed away, again, was one of those that loved to get out and do this as well. And anytime you guys would kind of have a gathering, it seemed like all of a sudden there was music coming.
Sure. So. Absolutely. Yeah. Bill was a good influence on all of us. He was a great musician, sorely missed.
Yes. So, we had parties at his house just to play music together.
I remember those. Yeah, there were like an annual thing, a picnic that would go on. So, one of the other selections that Dave Swenson provided with us was Stolen Moments. What can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Stolen Moments is considered a jazz standard. It's a much later jazz standard. The arrangement that we did for this, I should say Swens did for us, he's always constantly trying to find a way to get us to lock in together with our sound, which is pretty unique, this trombone, guitar, and tenor and soprano saxophone. So this Stolen Moments is I've played this tune for decades. So it's been around probably since the 60s, I believe, that era. And so numerous famous jazz musicians have played this tune. But
so we got a chance, we can do a couple of minutes of this, and I think he's got even St. James Infirmary on the end of it. I don't know.
Okay.
Must have been him singing. Here we go. This is Stolen Moments.
That was me.
Once again, that's part of Stolen Moments. Again, another one of the selections that may or may not be played on Wednesday. We'll see. Okay, so the big thing is we want folks to come on out free of charge. Yes. It doesn't cost you anything. Just come out and be part of the crowd and enjoy listening to the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. So, And once again, proceeds are, I know the Boone Area Humane Society is going to be helping with root beer floats, things like that, refreshments. But bring the lawn chair and come out and enjoy yourself and just get a chance to listen to people who enjoy playing music and entertaining.
And love being with each other.
Yeah, so you have a good time. And I know, you know, you can be awfully busy doing this, but you're all pretty much retired. So
yeah, that's the word.
keeping busy, you're as busy as you want to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing about music is we all started young and we're still doing it. So we feel very fortunate. So.
Well, Dave has been an inspiration to me because I look at him and I think, there is still a possibility for me to play a lot longer yet.
Yes.
And that's my goal. I got to make it as long as Dave has.
And for those that don't know, Steve, you quit playing for several years.
I did. I had to stop playing for about 8 years. I lost hearing in my left ear and sold all my horns. And I was in an okay place, though. Awesome. It was all right. And then I was very blessed, given a little idea placed in my head about how I can get around my problem, and it worked. Yes. And all the things were set up, and then I get plugged in with these guys. Couldn't have it any better.
It had the two Daves on the patio.
That's right.
COVID.
That's right.
And a lot of people would stop by and watch, or watch the stream on Facebook too. It was one of those fun things to be able to do. So
it was always amazing to me. People all across the country were listening to those. You know, former students, whatever. And it was a remarkable time, really.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Central Iowa Jazz Combo, folks, will be at the Herman Park Pavilion in Boone on Wednesday the 19th. It'll be 7:30 in the evening. Once again, bring your lawn chairs along. You can sit in the bleachers if you want. You can sit at picnic tables, but lawn chairs are pretty comfortable. It'll be two Daves and Steve, Paul Navarro, Michael Miller, and vibraphonist
in Pat Oregon, and we're going to be going for an hour and a half instead of an hour. So.
Okay, go for an hour and a half there. So come on out and enjoy yourself, and just have a great time with the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. Thanks for taking the time to come and visit with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.